And the other thing, that this chord, anybody remember names that has? G minor 6, E minor 7 with a flat 5.
E flat.
It's a minor chord. It's a C9.
Yeah, minor 6 with a 6 on the bass.
Wait, what changes it? The bass note. I can't believe this guitar. It's exactly what I had. My first guitar was this. I should have kept it, you know.
Maybe that's what. No, this isn't your first guitar. It's a little too young to be your first guitar, I think.
What year is this?
I think it's 47.
Yeah, well, I got mine in. But they're sensational guitars. You could play solo. And it's got a delicate, it's got a classical look to it right here. And that's what makes it. Now, how about the extensions? You know that. Then you, what you do is mix the low, the middle, and the high all together. So I go. You gotta practice. You gotta sit on the couch.
Yeah.
I made a record of. It's on there. Well, that's the blonde. That's an 18-inch though.
Oh, that's an 18, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you just listen to this record.
Oh, I do.
And you follow the rhythm on there. Yeah. Well, there we go. There you go. It's right there.
I know what it's supposed to sound like. It's producing it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, number one, you don't have the right guitar.
Yeah.
To match what was done. So I put heavy strings on. I raised the action that high, and it came out real good. I just got rid of the guitar. That's where I got my Epiphone 32.
Oh.
I do way with L5. I don't know if it doesn't work out.
Like a 17 inch? Well, an L5, yeah. But
17 inch.
Like a late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah, early 40s.
I had a 50s L5 once with a cutaway and it just didn't work for me.
No, yeah. I think anything up to the war years, Gibson's great. Yeah. Goes for all the companies. Yeah. I remember Epiphone had a factory in New York.
That's right.
They made so many on 14th Street. It was unbelievable. They gave me one for 100 and a half, you know,
wow,
with a case. Well, I was with a band, so
right,
anything went wrong, I gave it to them, you know. Well, try to stroke again.
Okay. So you really brace yourself across the top of the guitar. Maybe that's why it doesn't make sense to have it raised.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. And you'll get the sound.
Yeah.
Lighter, what have you got? Try this big.
You can light this?
Let me try. I'll give you a light one here. I think this might.
Oh, this is the lightest I have.
No, I got a better one than that.
See, what I have been playing with is this. This isn't light at all.
No, it's too. Try with this.
Really?
Quiet chords, just the ones like I just said, you're going to play for a singer. Make believe I'm singing. Now just play the four string note. Yeah. There. No, you start. No, start. See? No, yeah, that's it. No, don't play the
Don't play the four.
Play the one with the C major 7 with that. That's it. That. Nice and nice strummer, just strum the nice chord. No, just strum the C major 7. Right, slow, no, don't go bone jump, just go one. Boom, boom, boom. That's it now, D minor. It may smooth it out. F major 7. Back. No. Do that over and over again until it comes out real smooth. You're singing this way the singer's singing.
Mm-hmm.
Say whatever she's doing, you have to do.
But it sounds as a chord. It doesn't sound as an arpeggio.
Right. Yeah. That's it. No. Minor 7. No, minor. E minor 7. Now break it up. Bass note and rest. Separately. No, all the way down. There you go, do that again. There's some notes not coming out.
Yes, it's the bar. See, I would normally, I'd usually finger it like that. You don't like that? You want me to have that extra finger to play the
later on, you're going to make an extra finger, so you see. That's it. Now that's perfect. There's nothing wrong with that. You see, you got a lightness going on.
Yeah. There's enough.
More
there's
tender.
Enough, There's enough of the pick to be able to still play.
Yeah, right. And it's a soft pick.
That's cool. That's a little Fender.
That's a Fender. That's a thin Fender.
Yeah, I've never played with a pick this light.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I can find this well, guitar with
this.
Yeah,
you know why? This is heavy. Yeah. Even if I play it, see, if I play this guitar with this, so I'm going. It's splash
sharks.
Hear that? C chord.
Yeah, you can make it work. But
yeah, you can make it work, but it's hard. It's hard for me.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do. You got to be more tender with that guitar. You gotta play it. Play me the lightest rhythm you can play. One, two, three, four. Now see what you do, see what you're doing. When you're playing rhythm guitar, everything gotta be on the three strings, not using the A string. So you're playing the C chord. Play a chord now, the first stroke. Let me hear the whole chord. One, two, three, four. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do a hard.
Are they even or?
Yeah. Make it even. That's better. Do the C like this. Like here.
C in the bass.
Here's the C.
No, that's a B.
Where? Oh yeah, get the C.
Yeah, and then A, or G.
Right down
or,
here.
And what? Put an E in up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. And then bring it down. Augment it. No, right here. You were right.
Oh, here. You mean?
Oh. And augment it. C six. And then make a seventh chord. No, let me get that out of there. Hey, just, you know, the old C7, the way you're on.
That one there?
Yeah. Say you got to change it.
Right, yeah.
So you're going to do this. You got to just go. Can you do that?
Hey, soon.
I get the wrist. Get the wrist going like this.
Yeah, I gotta lift it in order. I mean,
we'll do
my
that.
My hand will open that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if I do it like this, or put, you know, I've got one of those.
No, you should cup your hand. That's it. And then put the pick in there.
Like that, or?
And then snap your wrist. Slow, real slow. Break the chord up. Start like we did. Break everything up here.